The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Please get comfortable in a suitable meditation posture. This will be another practice that mindfulness operates with thought, memory, a little imagination, and a certain amount of feeling. There's a Pali word used a lot in Thai Buddhism. The word is anumodana, and it's kind of a fun word. In a Thai Buddhist situation where we might say congratulations, Thais will say anumodana. It has that sense of congratulations. The root of the word is to delight, to feel delight about something worthy of delight. An act of kindness, an act of generosity, a good deed, a personal sacrifice for the benefit of others, a great invention, a good Dhamma talk, anything that one feels is worthy of delight. And so, it also has connotations of praise, praising what ought to be praised. There's to verbally recognize things that are worthy of honor and appreciation, so a sense of honoring, appreciating, and lastly, gratitude. So all of this is kind of rolled up into anumodana. And I'd like to close today because while there is a lot to be upset about, afraid of, on one's guard against, or to protest, that's not by any means the entire picture. And since Middle Way was just raised, this would be another way to think of that, is not to just be noticing the dukkha stuff, but to also notice what's worthy of anumodana. Many ways to do that. Here's one approach. Please follow the breathing in and out for a couple minutes. please bring to mind something or someone that you appreciate, something or somebody who has qualities that you respect, honor, appreciate. Bring that person or thing or event to mind, focusing on the worthy qualities or aspects that you appreciate. Hold them in attention for a few breaths. Please think of something else or another person and its qualities that are honorable, worthy of respect, deserving of wholesome joy and appreciation. Use a mix of memory and thought to keep these in mind. Hold them, savor them with appreciation. When that fades, bring to mind another person, event, or thing that you honestly appreciate or respect. And as you hold that internally, notice how your inner world feels about this person or thing, the noble or virtuous qualities How does that feel inside? Please continue in this way. Dwelling with things and people that you appreciate. Please don't be in a hurry. Take some time to savor each one. And as this appreciation is allowed to rest and reverberate or resonate, you may find naturally there's gratitude as well. You may find it's helpful to be specific. Bring to mind clear, specific events, behaviors. one by one, bring to mind things, people, beings, places, events that you see as admirable, worthy, beneficial, wonderful, worthy of appreciation. And if so moved, rest in gratitude for these behaviors, events, virtues, skills. And don't forget the ones that occur within you. Please don't just look outside, look within as well. As you revisit all these people, things, beings, places, perhaps the appreciation and gratitude, along with joy, will develop momentum. If so, let it grow and expand. If it feels big enough to spread outward, beyond your skin, please allow that. And continue to bring to mind things, people, events worthy of appreciation, worthy of celebration. if the appreciation, joy, and gratitude expands around and beyond you, take note of what that's like and what it's like to rest in the middle of it.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.